Hey guys, it's Brianna here. Welcome to another episode of Oh Brother, your favorite Big Brother podcast, where I'm joined by my Big Brother obsessed friends to chat all things BB. Listen as we discuss all of the alliances, backdoors, and twists you love to watch. Plus, we'll let you in on some live feed moments that you may have missed. Enjoy! Christina, welcome back.
Brianna, thank you so much.
Anytime, anytime. We're going to jump right in because we have a lot to cover, obviously. We had lots of things
going on this week.
Like Julie's friggin' bob haircut. I can't. We'll get to that in a little bit.
God.
Oh, boy. But first things first, we had... first things first, we had the wall competition.
You think Bowie knows Iggy Azalea?
Maybe. I feel like Bowie would know.
Like she don't listen to that music.
She might not. I mean, she is a DJ, though.
True. She has to know Iggy.
I just don't know what kind of DJ she is. We'll just say that.
I'm thinking like polka.
Oh my god, imagine. She's like a folk music like DJ.
Well, she wears overalls, so I'm like a...
But she also wears like goth, like emo, all black sometimes. So who knows?
Edgy. I bet she loves Lady Gaga.
Oh, I could see that. I could see that for sure.
Anyways, moving on from Bowie's musical taste.
We had the wall competition and your favorite, Josh Martinez and his meatballs were there.
Honestly, if you were to tell me this 2 years ago, I probably wouldn't have watched the episode. But like, it's not that Josh is growing on me. I'm just learning to tolerate him more.
Right. You've been exposed to him enough that now you're like, okay, fine. Still, he's invaded the challenge.
He won't get off.
Is he on again this season?
Yeah. And it's weird because Polly's on again. And he went like MIA for like 5 seasons.
Wow.
More than that. No, definitely more than that. He went MIA like a while ago. So this season... they brought a bunch of the vets and a bunch of, like, not rookies, but, like, people from Amazing Race, Big Brother, whatever. So he was one of the Big Brother people that they brought. And I was like, Polly, why is he back? And he actually is sane again.
Huh.
Like, he would start, I don't know if you remember, but he would start so much crap on Big Brother, the challenge. And he, like, something was up with him. Like, he had some sort of rage or something. Like,
maybe something's wrong with him. Maybe he's been in therapy recently.
He has been. He mentioned, like, he's been, like, mentally unstable. But he mentioned in the beginning of the season, he's like, I've been seeing a therapist. I've been going to whatever it is, or meditation or whatever. And he, like, wrote, like, he, like, made amends with, like, a bunch of the people he's either done wrong or didn't get along with. And, like, he had, like, a really good show, like, a good season on there. Like, he, and other people were, like, I'm really glad to see you like doing good. And he was like, thank you. And he seemed so calm. So good for you, Polly. Your brother's still my favorite. Califiori.
I feel like that's rare too in reality TV, because like most of the time when even people that I like, when they come back, I usually end up disliking them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, for someone to come back and then like make a good impression like that, I feel like it's rare. So good for him.
I just thought it was crazy because, like, on Big Brother, who's not really like that at all.
Yeah.
And then you go on the challenge, and all of a sudden, he's, like, some sort of, like, different person. And then he, like, came back, and he's, like, all zen. I was like, all right.
Gotta love it.
He's still wearing his fur coats. I don't know.
He does love, like, a fur coat and an earring, I will say.
Yeah, he has, like, a weird long earring and then a short earring.
I feel like Josh has been into the earrings, too, lately.
I think he just goes along with the trends. I don't think he really knows what he's doing.
He wants to be cool. How did you feel about him being the like face of this competition?
Didn't like his face up there. His voice was enough.
His voice was enough.
I bet you he's going to ask for that photo, that thing. But
oh my God, imagine you go to his house and it's like in his backyard. The whole competition.
First off, why would I go to his house?
No, I'm just meaning in general, the general you, not actually you, because I know
the
you
general
would,
population.
I mean you
go either.
Generally.
Yeah, no, I think I'd already be like kind of sketched out enough because he's like a reality TV version of Gronkowski.
That's a good way to describe
like
him.
The way he talks, he's like wicked man child, like man baby.
Oh yeah, I don't feel like there's much going on in between the ears.
No, not at all. I agree.
I did appreciate
the vibe I get, and I wouldn't be surprised if he asked for it.
I did appreciate the various meatball slash sauce puns though. Those were funny.
I did too. I thought it was funny. I thought it was really funny. I like that comp. I didn't mind it. Like, especially because I don't like the wall comps. They're boring to me. The only time I like them is when people are making deals towards the end. That's right. It. But I was watching it and I wish that they made the sauces like more colors toward sauce. Like, yeah, the red one was great and the pesto, but that like bright pink one, I get it's supposed to be like vodka sauce, but that's more of like an orangey pink.
Yeah, they didn't really do an accurate. Anyways, I'm just being picky. They didn't do an accurate color.
Okay, enough of my critique on.
I mean, my that. Biggest takeaway from the wall competition was that these people are
suck.
Weak.
They suck.
Weak. They didn't even go a full hour. I feel like in the past, usually they go 2-3 hours. Like
3 hours.
These people lasted like not even an hour. I was so embarrassed for them. I will say the only person that I was particularly impressed by was Miss Felicia. Because
fine. She lasted a good while up there.
I thought she was going to drop first. What was it, like 45 minutes? Half she hour? Lasted like 26 minutes, I think.
Honestly, I don't know how long it would last, but I can guarantee you it would not be as long as Felicia. I'd be up there. My legs would be shaking. I'd be like, guys, I need to pee. I'm hungry. I'm getting nauseous. I'd like some water. I just want to go take a bath. I'd be like, well, no, not a bath. But, you know, I'd be like, I'm out.
I'm taking a break. Yeah, I also have a lot of respect for the fact that she went up there knowing 100% this was not her comp to win. And she still didn't give up until she physically couldn't do it anymore. Versus like Cerie, she dropped first because she knew she wasn't going to win. Which like, okay, yeah, I get the strategy behind that. You don't want to like use up all your energy for a competition you don't think you can win. But like
what is she saving Felicia, it for? They just go back in the house.
Right. And like the fact that Felicia is like there to really play, even though she knew it wasn't her comp, she still stayed up there for as long as she could.
I think she
stayed
for
a long time. Yeah. And she proved it
to
me.
Show herself that she can do it.
And she proved it to
me. And that's why I didn't write her off in the beginning, because I'm like, you know what? Even though like they know, like, hey, like, let's be honest, they're not the greatest in physical comps, but that doesn't mean that they should just give up.
Right.
Because what is that going to show to other people who are like, yeah. Yeah, I respect it too. I agree. Go Felicia.
Beyond that, though, like I said, I just was very unimpressed by this cast in general. I will say when Jared won, Cerie had a major reaction. And I was like, she's going to have to rein that in. Because obviously, like, everybody knows at this point that they're working together. So, like, of course, she's going to be excited. But she was like, really, really excited. She was like, yeah, my baby, or whatever it was she said. And I was like, ooh, girl, maybe don't be popping off.
Honestly,
like that.
I don't think that would give it away.
Probably not.
He literally calls Felicia mama.
Yeah.
Like, he goes, thanks, mama, when he was like leaving or something.
Mm-hmm. They've definitely got their bases covered, but it's just one of those things where, like, if somebody was to start putting the pieces together, like, that would just
stop.
Be one
yeah,
of the
like,
little things.
Not trying to hide it. Like, right. Trying to hide it.
Like, I get that they, at this point, think no one's ever going to figure it out, but I would still be a little
So, speaking of this secret, Blue, she keeps saying she knows. Did Jared flat out say it was Cerie, was his mom?
No, but she put the pieces together.
He was implying it on the episode that it was Felicia, and she honestly thought it was at first. So I'm confused as to if she still thinks it's Felicia, because he literally calls her Mama Felicia.
No, she knows it's Cerie now. I think how it played out in the episode was he said Felicia, but they had conversations prior talking about, like, his mom lives in Connecticut, and he's been in the reality TV world, and something about Fiji and all this stuff.
Fiji? So what does Fiji have to do with it?
That's where Survivor's filmed.
Every year?
Yeah. It used to be different islands, but now it's just Fiji. But yeah, I think Blue just started putting the pieces together. So then in that same episode, in the DR, she was like, he told me he was related to Felicia, but she's like, I think that was just a hint at the fact that he's related to Cerie. So she knows for sure.
Yeah. But then I figured, I was just kind of curious. I was like, I didn't hear them flat out say Cerie, but I figured she's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. But
hopefully,
anyways,
eventually it'll get used against them. I hope that'll be fun to watch. So during that HOH competition, obviously we know Jared won it. Bummer. But during that competition, they were also doing flashbacks to what happened prior to Izzy going home. And normally this is the part in the podcast where, you know, I would go point by point talking about everything that led up to the fight between Jared and Corey and kind of fill you in on all the stuff you missed on the live feeds. But Christina and I were just talking about this before we started recording. I actually feel like what they showed in the episode, even though the actual fight lasted for legit like 2 hours and I watched the whole thing on feeds, what they showed in the episode was a very, very accurate representation of what actually happened. So what you see is what you get kind of with this fight that went on. What was your takeaway from it?
Honestly, I didn't watch the 2 hour thing, but I watched the clip you sent me and I was looking at some, can I still call them Twitter threads if it's called X?
Oh, I fully call it Twitter. I will never call
it
X. I'm just going
to still say Twitter. Is it pronounced X? Because I don't know. You see, it's Kyle, his kid's name, so I don't know.
Yeah, but it's just X, but I just call it
but,
Twitter.
But I was looking through some Twitter feeds. I was typing in like Jared Corey fight or Corey fight, Jared fight, whatever. And I was looking at some people's comments and like they were quoting what people were saying and I was like, whoa. But honestly, Jared just needs to, I think he's been getting unhinged lately. And mm-hmm. I think the house is just getting to him.
Oh, yeah.
So getting to him. Because even Sari was like, bro, you got to like stop causing havoc.
Yeah, I think my biggest things were, well, A, I think what Jared was trying to do was paint Corey as a liar. And all he really did was make himself look shady. Like, I don't think the fight was good for either of them.
He's been doing this for the past couple weeks because people have both caught him in little weird,
people have caught him in lies.
And then they've caught him
straight
being
up
shady.
Lied.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Bruh.
He straight up lied about Jag telling him about the plan to keep Felicia to try to get the information out of Matt. And then
he also ratted on Sari for the whole Jag thing where he was like, Jag, you're safe or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's just causing so much trouble. I think Sari knows.
But it's even funnier that, like, in the same moment that he's trying to blame Corey for lying, the only reason he came upon this information is because he lied to Matt about Jag to try to get the info. So it's like, if you're going to blame someone else for lying, then like you got to own up to your lies too, because you've been lying the most out of everybody.
Doesn't think through. He's like, can anybody figure out the truth from this? Or was I the only one who was there? Clearly other people know that what you're saying is a lie. So...
And the part that pissed me off the most about that conversation was that he tried to say that Matt misunderstood him. It's like, what we're not going to do is try to blame Matt's disability and say that he misunderstood you. You flat out said it. Don't try to backtrack on it now and say, oh, well, you're deaf, so you misunderstood me. Like, that's such a crappy thing to say.
Did he flat out say, like, it's because of his disability?
No, he said, no, you must have misunderstood me, like implying that, like, because he's deaf, he didn't hear it right, basically.
Ooh, that ain't good. I hope he didn't imply it that way.
Shady.
A-hole.
And then I did think it was funny that, like, Sari was trying to play it off by saying, well, everybody has multiple alliances, and Corey straight up called her out and was like, yeah, I respect that, but also... So you, Felicia, Izzy, and Jared specifically have alliances with almost everybody in the house, and you guys are bent. Whether they're
but don't be mad when you're caught.
Right, he was like, whether they're fake or not, you guys are benefiting from them. So, like, yeah, you can say we all have multiple alliances.
I'm saying it's wrong. He's just saying,
guys,
hey, I've noticed this,
and he's like, you guys are at the center of all of them. So, like, that's just an observation I'm making, and I'm putting it out there.
Not good. No bueno.
My favorite part of the entire thing, though, was Bowie Jane. Did you catch this? At the end of the conversation, her one-liner, nobody laughed except for me. I was cackling in my living room when she said, so final six guys at the end of the conversation, and nobody laughed.
That.
And then immediately she goes, it was a joke. It was a joke, because they all got, like, really quiet.
Cracked up.
It was so funny. Ugh.
Today, final six guys. that was a joke.
I mean, Bowie Jane's not doing much, but she's keeping me entertained, that's for sure. Love her. Speaking of things that kept me entertained, unfortunately Josh Duhamel had to leave the house also that episode, which was really sad.
But the thing is, the clip As funny as the way you explained it to me, and I was cracking up, and then I was watching it, I'm like, this is just sad.
It was sad when they returned him. Oh my gosh, Matt was a little
depressed.
He said,
I hope I get to see Josh outside of the
house. I know.
I really hope they give it to him. Or no, you know what they should do? When he gets evicted, or if he like wins or whatever, they should just have Josh Duhamel there, like the stand, the cardboard cutout.
The cutout. Okay, I have to tell you something.
I would die.
So there's this Big Brother, like someone who's on Big Brother Twitter, who I follow, and she's like very popular. Let's see, she has like 20,000 followers. She's always tweeting about Big Brother. She's really funny. And I don't know. Let's see. Oh, her name's Miriam at MaximusMom13 on Twitter. And she had tweeted something about Matt and Josh, I think. And then CBS responded to it. And they sent her a cardboard cutout of Josh Duhamel, not the exact one that was in the house, but like basically like a copy of the one that was in the house. CBS sent her Josh. So she's been tweeting photos of her and Josh, like watching live feeds and stuff. And it's so funny.
See, this is like when I like organizations that do that stuff. Like it's that interaction. Like it's awesome.
She literally got a cardboard cutout of Josh. And then the note says, we saw you were joshing around on social media and thought we would send you the same cutout from the Big Brother house. Hope he's as good of a buddy to you as he is to the house guests. Make sure to watch Buddy Games with him on Thursdays from CBS.
Oh, funny. That's cute.
Yeah. So if you guys want to see what Josh has been up to, check out MaximusPalm13 on Twitter.
Right? Like I want the Where's Josh updates.
Right. Anyways, I don't think it's surprising that Jared decided to nominate Corey in America, given that we know his backdoor plan was Cameron. And if Cameron didn't go home, obviously he had that blow up with Corey. So that was his backup option. Although I think
Blame.
If Cam didn't go up, he probably would have targeted America over Corey. For some reason, he dislikes her, and I don't know why.
Cam, or you mean Jared?
Jared.
Yeah, like he keeps saying she's throwing comps, she's doing this. Like, I feel like
I think he's
either
by
doesn't
her.
Like or he's intimidated by, I don't want to say powerful women, but like people who are like forward.
Oh, yeah. I think he's
America's
is.
Very much like, I want to do this, I want to do this. And he's like, no.
He's like freaked out by it. So, picking up on the following episode, like I said, Jared is basically telling everybody that Cameron is his target and not to pick him for the veto competition. Meanwhile, Cameron is telling an American Corey to pick him for the veto competition, which is funny because I think if he had won, he probably wouldn't have used it. But a solid effort on Cam's part for doing everything possible, trying to save himself. I did appreciate that. Oh, we also had a clip where Jag filled Blue in on Jared, kind of two-timing them. And this is where Blue sort of realizes everything.
I saw the part where she realizes everything, but I didn't see the part where he was bringing it up.
So there was a quick clip in the episode where he brought it up to her, but on feeds, it was a longer conversation. And
yeah,
they didn't
I think
really
I was just
show
a little confused.
It in the episode, but essentially, like, he kind of filled her in on everything that happened during the fight because he got pulled into that. And they all started, and then I think America was there at one point, and they were all just hashing out everything that had happened between Jared and Corey and like the different
we'll
alliances
probably
that were going on.
Ship, I need to hop.
Oh yeah. So she was kind of crying to Jag, being like, I trusted you from the beginning, but they made me feel like I couldn't trust you. And she kind of solidified, okay, I really want to work with you. And then in the episode, they showed Blue, Matt, and Jag discussing like working together, moving forward. And then Jag kind of decides they need to pull in America and Corey too. So it seems like there's sort of this five-person thing happening. And I like that group a lot. I'm a fan of the Blue,
I'm
Matt, Jag,
for, like,
America,
Corey and
Corey
America
thing.
I'm waiting for that group to like
do
off,
something.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They need
like,
to.
Honestly,
at this
I
point.
Like Cerie. She's the only one on that side that I really like anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I wish that Jared would have stayed gone. So Cerie can really focus on her, because Jared, like, I get she's laying low, but at the same time, I feel like she's too worried about whether it's overshadowing him or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. She's too worried about him winning over her. Like, I think she wants him to get far over her.
Yeah, but like, bro, that's not how you win a game.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Mimi and Felicia are forming a final two because Mimi trusts her and kind of fills her in on the plan that even though last week, like, Ceree and Jared were telling Felicia that they're planning to keep her, their plan was always to get her out. So Mimi was just kind of confirming what Felicia already knew. So Felicia was like, all right, this is somebody I can trust. And they form a final two. I like both of them. Do I think that they'll both stick to that final two? Probably not. But I guess we'll see moving forward.
I feel like right now, if you're making a final two, there's no way you're going to stick to it because it doesn't change the fact that you weren't working together all game. Even if it was like surface level working together, like you make your connections. If you're this far in the game, there's no way that someone will just make a solid connection. Like Jag and Matt have always gotten along. They've always been good friends in the house. That's different. But if like people like Felicia and Mimi, where they're not really close, like, yeah, they talk and stuff, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's hard to know no though, because I feel like the person Felicia felt closest to was Ceree and she got kind of burned by that. So I could see it being real on Felicia's side, but Mimi's not really super close with anyone either. So the only way that it could work is if they form some kind of bond moving forward, but I just don't see it happening.
I agree.
So POV players were Jared, Corey, and America, of course. Bowie Jane got chosen, and then Corey got house guest choice and chose Jag. So Cam right away knows, okay, well, he's not picking me, so something's going on. And then Cam gets picked, of course.
Great.
Which
I know, right?
Honestly, makes for great TV. I get it, but you know they put some extra Cam chips in that box. They had to have.
So I've always wondered, like, I hate to say that CBS is not, you know, like trustworthy or like
fair or whatever.
Fair, yes. But I've always wondered, like, maybe putting different chips in there.
You know they must be.
Out. Count the gods.
Well, I mean, Ceree has never gotten picked for a veto, not a single time. So I'm like, are they just not putting her chips in there? What's going on? But after the veto,
like, especially with this little amount of people, how has it not been chosen?
I know, that's what I don't get. I'm like, she still has never played. If she's still in the house when they get down to whatever it is, like six or seven, however many people play, I think six. When they get down to six people, then she'll get to play if she's still there. But as of right now, she's never played a veto.
Wow.
So Ceree, after the veto selection, she says to Jared, listen, if Cam wins and takes one of them down, put me up. And I was like, girl, Ceree, in the episode. Remember she had that thing where she went to Jared and was like, put me up. It'll be good for your game. And that's bullshit because I watched on the feeds when that moment happened. And yes, she was kind of saying she was trying to do it for his game or whatever. And I do think there's some truth to that. But what I also know is that she really misses her husband. She knows that there's like two more evictions before Jerry. And I think she's just trying to solidify, okay, if Jared's going to stay, I want to go home to my husband. I don't want to be here anymore, which kind of bothers me. Like, I get that she was the 17th edition and it's not like she's taking someone's place as in like somebody who would have wanted to stay, but it's still like, if you're going to go there and commit to this thing, yeah, it's longer than Survivor, whatever. You knew what you signed up for. Like, you need to be
don't
in it for
like,
the long
stop
haul.
Playing the game. You're wasting time.
Right. Like, and you're just, I don't know, all these people are backing you now. You have all these fans rooting for you and then you're just going to give it up.
Yeah.
I get like a mother will do anything for their son or whatever, but I really don't think that's why she was doing it. I think that was part of it, but I think it was more so that she just wants to go home, which was disappointing to see. And maybe I'm wrong.
No, I get that. I totally agree.
Anyways, the power veto competition was the sweaty feet one, which they've done this one before in like with a different theme. But like I was a little bit annoyed because I think usually when they do this one, they don't do the one where they like go up and down the lane. You know, that slippery one where they go up and down the lane.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
That
Because
one's like,
anybody could win.
yeah, that one's like one of my
And
favorite ones to
honestly, I crack
watch.
up when I see people like Felicia like scooting on their butts down the
Yeah.
thing. And they
So
always
that
have
one's,
funny falls. Come on, man. Do
yeah, that one's one of my favorite ones to watch, but I think
you think they'll
this
do
one is
it?
the
Like,
replacement for it.
I don't know. I think they might do it. But
I
they
don't
still haven't done
know.
BB Comics. They still haven't done
But certain ones they
who's the
don't
other
do
one?
every season. They do comics and they do OTEV every season for
I was
sure.
gonna say
And they do
OTEV.
the wall. They do the wall.
But they still haven't done comics or OTEV. And
Yeah,
I
so
feel
those
like
gotta be
that.
coming up.
How many people are in the house right now?
Well, it depends if you're counting zombies, but
No.
there's technically
Three, Felicia,
nine.
Mimi. Oh, yeah. I think they'll definitely still do the walking and the slippery one. If they do it, it's not going to happen yet
I
because
don't
don't they
know.
only
I
have
think
like
usually
six or
when they
seven
do
people doing
this,
it?
I think usually when they do this, because it's a veto, I think that's why. Or maybe sometimes it's an HOH.
No, it's the veto or the $5,000.
Right.
Because they put the
But
ball on the lower one,
sometimes,
remember?
but I think usually when they do this version of it, they don't do that one, which is
I
annoying.
don't know. I think they'll do it. I hope they do it.
I know. I like that one a lot. This one was funny. I don't know if you noticed on the bottom part of the screen, they were putting up like the people's stats, and it was like Jag, one veto win. And then for Jared, it was like Jared, one mom in the house. America, like one showman's or something like that. Like they had funny, like quote unquote, like football stats for them. I forget what Bowie said. It was something funny. So of course we know that Jag won it. He beat Cameron
Yeah.
by like 45-ish seconds or something like that. So not a very close race, I'll say. I was very excited that Cam won. I mean that the
Me.
Jag won.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I was like, wait a minute.
Yikes. So of course Cameron decides he has to make a last ditch effort. And I will say, as much as I dislike Cameron, he tried till the very last minute to stay in that house. And I appreciate that from a Big Brother fan perspective. He basically tells Jag, Jared, and Matt, like, let me be your, I think he called himself a hired gunslinger. And then if
Something like
you,
that.
he was like, keep me in this house. I will play for you, get all these people out. If I go out this week, you guys will be next. And listen, he wasn't wrong. I mean, we know what happened to Jared right after he got evicted. So he had a good
Right,
argument.
like
It
all
was
of a
just
sudden,
too
Cam
late.
like had an epiphany of everything in the game.
But it was just too late for him, which is a disappointing for him. I mean, I was happy about it, but
You know
like,
what I really want? I want if Cameron gets evicted again. I want Julie to go, I have to tell you, there's a relationship in the game that you didn't know about. I want him to go, please tell me it's Denzel Washington.
oh my God, that'd be so funny.
I want her to say it as a joke. I want her to say it as a joke and be like, I knew it, and be like, I'm just kidding, you're stupid.
Just
Like,
kidding.
come
It's
on.
Suri and
I feel like
Jared.
if we were hosts, like we would crack up.
Oh my God, I know.
I
Julie,
want a
I
show
don't
like
know.
that where the host is
Julie
like
is lame these
smart.
days. We need Arissa from Big
Yeah,
Brother
we don't like
Canada.
Bob Julie.
Yeah, Julie's lame. So Jag, not surprisingly, uses the veto on Corey because Corey was the one who chose him to play. And Cam goes up as the replacement nominee as planned. So all is well. Also, before we get to the double eviction episode, something that happened on feeds after the veto, I think it was Suri and Matt were talking in the have not or something, and this was on feeds. Suri went to walk out, and there's a hallway in between, obviously, have not and like where the game room slash HOH door is. And that hallway is also a production hallway. So sometimes when they're in the have not room, they'll lock the door so production can walk through, and then they'll unlock the door so
Yes.
people can go in and out. Well, I guess they had forgotten to lock the door, and Suri opened it, and there was a production person in there, and they accidentally showed him on feeds, and Suri goes, oh my God, there was a guy there, and she closes the door, and she's like, well, let's just,
Was a guy
and she was like, I'm just gonna give them 2 minutes. Literally, it was like some dude's bald head in the doorway, and then all of a sudden he like opened it, went, oh shit, and then closed it.
there. She
It
literally
was
acts like she walked in on someone in the bathroom.
literally, it was so weird. Even on feeds, it was so jarring because, like, you're not used to seeing anyone other than the house guests. It was like this random dude in the
Stop. I
hallway. It
hope
was like,
someone
what
took a
the
photo
hell?
of that. I want to see it.
There's a clip
Of
somewhere, I'm sure. I'm sure on Twitter, if you
all people
search, you'll
for
probably
Sarita
find it.
walk. They'd be like, oh.
Literally, she opened the door and he goes, oh shit. And she was like, oh my God, closed it. And Matt was like, what? She's like, there was a person out there. She's like, I'm just going to give them a minute. So they just waited and they went out. But I thought it was funny.
Oh my goodness.
The only thing funnier than that, which we've kind of been talking a little bit about already, was Julie's hair at the beginning of the double episode. Shauna was not home.
It was like,
Shauna was not home for the double eviction. So she was at a concert and I texted her and I wrote, the biggest jump scare or the biggest scare in the double eviction happened in the first minute and it was Julie's hair. It was so bad.
You should have just sent her a picture. Don't say nothing. Just send her a picture and wait for her to respond.
No, the second she watched the episode, she was like, oh my God. It was giving Willy Wonka. It was giving berries and cream. Literally, like, and I love a good bob, but you can't curl the ends under like that, Julie. It was just a bad weave on her. It did not work.
It looked like a wig.
I think it was a wig.
I doubt it. If she has that much hair, she'd not put a wig on.
I don't know. I don't see her cutting her hair like that, though. I gotta check her Insta. I'm pretty sure it was fake. But I don't know if you noticed in the episode, America also straightened Cam's hair on feeds. I think I sent you the picture.
Bro, you sent me that picture. And I've been seeing. I had a nightmare.
Okay, whose was worse, Cameron or Julie?
Cam's.
Really? I think Julie's was worse.
His looked like he got electrocuted, whereas Julia looked like she got a blowout. Like hers was silky smooth and it made sense.
A lot of people were like speculating that she did it because Cam did it. They were like, oh, Julie saw Cam do it, so now she wanted to copy him. I've been seeing the side by side. So funny.
I really want Julie to like be like, I'm on Twitter. Like, I see you guys.
She sometimes will do like little stuff, but for the most part, she's lame these days. I don't even think she's a fan of the show anymore.
We miss Julie Chen.
We miss the Chen bot for sure. Bring back the Chen bot. So at the top of the episode, Ceri is talking about how she's dying to win HOH. I think this is the first time we've seen her like really hyped to win a competition because she knows she's in trouble. Meanwhile, Blue is worried that if she wins, she'll kind of have to choose a side because, you know, obviously she's working with Jag and Matt more closely now, but she recognizes that working with Jared right at this moment is good for her, which I respect that, and I think she's right. At the same time, I really want to see her go and backstab Jared just because I dislike him. But from like a gameplay point of view, I see her side of it too. It's a little bit disappointing because in the last episode, she was talking about not wanting to play Jared's game. And of course, in this episode, she's kind of like, well, I don't know if I want to win HOH. So that was a little bit disappointing.
Honestly,
but hopefully
I think
we'll see
she's
Blue.
Still holding out. I think she's still holding out for both sides to take care of her. And I think she's trying to stay with Jared as long as he has numbers and stay with the other team as long as they have numbers. And then whichever one is the sinking ship, she's going to hop.
Which hopefully works out for her, but I feel like that's how you get caught up. Like, people don't like it when you're playing both sides. And even though she's being true, like, I think it's better for her that she's being truthful about it and that, you know, Jag and Matt know, I have to kind of hold up this side until he's gone or whatever. But
I get it.
It's tough. It's a tough balance, that's for sure. So then they get that scary verse transmission. And the way Blue read it was so annoying. I was like, girl, just say the letters. Oh, we don't need to hear you bee booping and bopping over here over this little transmission.
I think they make them do it, though.
Yeah, I would have been like, it's a broken transmission. I'm not going to try to read this.
Yeah, but they probably say that in the beginning like of the show.
Like
whenever
to, like, try to
you
read it like this.
Get something, you have to read it out loud for the cameras, you're on TV, like it's for show. They probably get it, which I think is why some of them are so vocal towards the, like, not towards the camera, but like when they're in the diary room, like obviously they prompt them with questions and stuff like that
and they play it
up. That's exactly, and not even just for playing it up, but they want everything to be talked about so they could pick and choose. It wouldn't be fun if they didn't do all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. So she reads the transmission, they're all like, what the hell's going on? And then immediately after they start the vote, which that's not how it happened, obviously, in real time. They got the transmission earlier in the day. So I think Thursday in the morning or like early afternoon, they got the transmission. So they really had time to kind of like spiral over what it was. But in the episode, they made it seem like they got the transmission and immediately went to the live vote. So there was some time in between. So then we got to the live eviction part, and
dun, dun, dun.
They did their speeches, and I don't remember what it was about America's speech that cracked me up so much, but all I literally wrote in my notes was America's speech, LOL. So I don't remember what it was she said. I don't remember what it was she said, but I literally wrote America's speech, LOL. So apparently I liked it, thought it was funny.
Okay. Ever since I was a little girl, I've dreamed of living in a house full of lying, manipulating snakes. I want to thank Big Brother and all you house guests, especially Jag, for making this dream come true. No, I love y'all. I love this game. I want to stay. Please vote for me to stay so I can keep seeing y'all's beautiful faces and feet. Thank you.
Also, I wanted to make a call out that when they did their vote, Ceree evicted both Cam and his hair. I thought was funny.
Oh my god, I laughed. I was like, yeah, evict his space buns.
What did he call it? Bertha, I think you've been calling it.
Yeah, Bertha, Big Bertha.
Cam and Bertha. And then Corey gets the award for no shout outs. He didn't do a single shout out. He just did his vote and got his butt out of there. So I appreciated that. Thank you, Corey. Extra points. And it was a unanimous vote to evict Cam. I was beyond excited. And then of course Julie and her Bob pop up and say, well, guess what, Cameron, you're a BB zombie. And I said, you have got to be kidding me,
right?
I was so pissed, but I had a feeling.
I feel like I was so excited for like those two to be the ones to go, like, even though I was kind of like rooting for Cam towards the end, I'm like, I want him to stir stuff up.
Yeah, like, he made for good TV, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. But at the same time, I'm like, I wish that this zombie thing was maybe like another week later. Because I don't want it to be used on Jared and Cam.
Agreed. It's like the worst too. So awful.
Like just when we thought we got rid of Cam. I mean, just when we thought we got rid of Jared.
He pops back up.
Honestly, do you think they did that on purpose?
Probably, because
there's no way they knew Jared and Ceree to stay. Or Jared lose, but.
I think it was pretty clear though that everyone was targeting him, and he couldn't play in the HOH. So
true.
Cam was very excited to find out that he was a BB zombie, even though he didn't know what that meant, and neither did we. And then Julie
said,
and Julie, I know that's still very unclear. And then Julie said, "Okay, time for the HOH." So they get everyone ready for the double eviction. I think they all kind of had a feeling double eviction was coming. And they get them out into the backyard and they do the soulmates competition. I liked that this one was a versus where they have to call up the next two to compete, or the person to compete against them. I liked that a lot.
Who's your cat, man?
Ceree realized that everyone was coming for her when she got picked by Jag, Matt, and Corey back to back to back.
Yeah, and then she got picked, what was her name? And then Nicole picked Corey.
Oh my god, I know. Yeah. So eventually they got Ceree out, but she made it through three rounds. She was really trying. And then it came down to Corey and Blue at the end. And of course, our boy Corey pulled out the win. I was
excited.
Through the roof excited for him. I have been waiting for Corey and his side of the house to make some moves and win some competition. So like, right. I was living for this episode, especially when Corey won. I was like, yes, Corey, get it. I was a little sad for him that he didn't get his HOH room for the week and get to do his Big Brother mastermind situation. But the time you have to win is the double. So I was glad that he pulled it out.
Yeah, but now this week he won't be able to, but they have numbers. So
I know, it's true. Sticky. So then he has this rushed conversation, which they showed a quick snippet of, where Blue is like, he was like, I'm going to put you up next to Jared because I don't want you to be put in that position. And she says, okay, I promise you, if you don't put me up, put up Jared and Ceree, I won't use the veto on them, which I think he should have done. I mean, obviously it still worked out his way either way, but
I think they would have rather got rid of Ceree. And if one of them did win veto, one of them is automatically. So I think over Blue, they would have rather Ceree go. But at the same time, if they put both of them up and she won and took one of them off, that guarantees one of them is staying.
Right. So this is my thing.
Kind of thinking.
My thing is this. Say you put up Jared and Ceree. Blue wins veto, takes Jared down. Ceree goes home. If you put up Jared and Blue, say Ceree got picked for veto and won it. Ceree takes Jared down. Now what do you do? Blue's going to go home. No matter who you put next to her, she's going home. So that's why, to me, it was like, obviously, A, Ceree's never been picked for a veto. They're just hoping maybe she won't get picked. If she does get picked, she hasn't performed well in the competitions, so she probably won't win anyways. Like, I totally get that, but no, you can't bank on that, I feel like. So I thought it was really risky not to put them up next to each other. It paid off for them in the end, but in my mind, I was saying to myself, yikes, this is so risky. But Corey got input from Jag and America and the rest of his people, and it seemed like everybody was on board for a Blue and Jared nomination. So that's what he went with.
I get that.
So the whole commercial break, I'm over here praying away that Ceree does not get picked for the veto. And luckily, my prayers were answered. They come back from commercial break. It's Corey, Jared, Blue, Matt, Jag, and Mimi playing the veto. And I was like, amazing. Even if Jared wins, Ceree will go home, which obviously not ideal. I would much prefer Jared to go home over Ceree, but if I had to choose anyone else to go home, it would have been Ceree for me, just because I'm sick of the steamroll and I didn't want Jared to have an ally in the house.
I just don't want Jared, period.
Same. I mean, him going home is ideal scenario.
Right? Oh my goodness.
They did the ball pit competition. I like this one. They've done this one in the past. I think the last time they did it was like the clown shoe one where they had to like pull the clown shoes out or something.
It was something weird.
Yeah.
In the challenge, I've noticed that like a few of CBS, or not CBS, stupid thingy. Is the challenge CBS now for like fully or no?
No. The challenge.
Yeah.
There's one USA version that's CBS. CBS
challenge, yeah. They did a ball pit challenge and they never do like, I don't want to say simple stuff like that, but they usually do more like physically demanding, intricate, complex challenges. And they did like, it was something simple, like they're on a harness and they get like dropped down like a claw machine and they have to get as many balls out of the water as possible. And then at the end, whoever gets the most doesn't go home. So I've been noticing like a few shows, not even just that one, but Big Brother.
Well, I've noticed
one of the show I watched, and they've been doing it.
I've noticed it with Survivor too, that like, they're not the same, obviously, but like elements
similar.
Of the competitions will be similar, which makes sense. I mean, CBS and CBS, but still, I'm like, okay, we need to get some creativity back here. But I do like this.
Well, they're on a writer's strike, so.
That's true. They don't have anyone there to help them out. Yikes. Matt pulled out the win. Thank you, Matty Ice. I was very excited, A, for him to finally win a competition, and B, for Jared to lose. I was literally over the moon excited that Jared lost that competition.
I'm just happy to not look at his face right now.
Yeah.
Even though I know when I turn it on, it's going to have to.
Oh, I know. His little zombie ass. Of course, we know Matt doesn't use the veto, and so it's Blue and Jared left there up on the block. They do their speeches. This was the one time where I thought Blue's like over the top Gen Z shit was funny, because in her speech, she was like, what he said, but cuter and better. And I did think that was kind of funny. She got me with
that
one. I agree. Of course, we know Jared was evicted. It wasn't unanimous though, because Ceree could not bring herself to evict her son, which I think is totally fair. And like, people make a big deal about like not voting with the house, but I really think in the grand scheme of things, it does not matter.
No. You didn't vote for me. Okay, where'd that get you?
Yeah, it's like, well, who cares?
Honestly, it wouldn't have mattered if you voted with them anyway.
Right. It didn't
matter.
No one
gives a crap. They're expecting
that's
you
my,
to vote
that's
them.
My thing. By that time, by the time people are worrying about
just do what you want at that point.
Yeah. If people are worrying about who vote and which way, like, the vote's done. So, like, who cares?
Bro, you already know they're on another side of the house. Who gives a crap who they vote for?
Right. Especially.
Don't matter. He's going out.
If it's one thing, if it's a vote flip and you're like, okay, who flipped? Like, okay, fine.
Right.
It matters. But if it's somebody, if the target is going home and one person wants to give him a sympathy vote, like, who cares?
Right.
So Jared brings his booty out to Julie. And again, I had a feeling there was going to be some weird thing going on, because before the episode started, I saw a couple of the Twitter accounts that do like podcasts and some of the press people saying they canceled the exit interviews after this eviction. And I said, uh-oh, that means there's a battle back or there's something going on. So, of course,
that's
Jared
what makes
walks
me
out.
Think that they wait until it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not fair or like planned out beforehand. Because why would they even? I get if like they're trying to wait till it's a little bit further in the season, but the fact that they canceled it so last minute, like they just went, guys, we're gonna do the battle back this week. Like, that's what it's looking like.
It does feel a little bit
get
like
your crap together, CBS.
Yeah. So Julie tells him he's a BB zombie, and then they bring big reveal. They bring Cameron out, and Cameron gave Jared his, you know, I told you so. I knew you were gonna be next out, and like he was right. So like Cameron had his little I told you so moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie's basically like, you're BB zombies. You're going to be one of you. You're going to go back into the house on Sunday. You're going to find out how you get resurrected. And then on Thursday, one of the two of you will be resurrected back into the game. But like
great.
Beyond that, we don't have any information. We know that there's no HOH competition, no nominations, no veto. And there's no episode on Wednesday.
Honestly, I hope Cam goes back in.
Me too. This is the only time you will ever catch me rooting for Cameron is when it's against Jared. The only time.
Amen.
The only time.
Amen.
So yeah, Sunday at 10 p.m., Jared and Cam re-enter. And then Thursday at 9, one of the two gets resurrected somehow. Beyond that, we don't really have much information as to how or what they have to do to get there.
Wah-wah.
Bonkers. My biggest issue with this was, A, they've been hyping up double eviction. And then essentially all they did was kind of cancel the double eviction and make this eviction last for 2 weeks. Like basically, instead of doing a double eviction and having two people leave in 1 week, they're having one person leave over the course of 2 weeks.
Right.
What sense does that make? Like, feeds this week are going to be so boring because there's no competitions or anything.
Right.
I'm like, what are we going to do? Just watch zombies, Jared and Cameron sulk around the house because all their friends evicted them. And then one of them's going to stay. Like, I just don't understand. It does seem like, so from what I've, the little I've seen on feeds today, today's Friday that we're recording this, it does seem like there's some sort of competitions where they have to get like points or something maybe. And then whoever wins the most points out of the series of competitions they do gets to make a decision on who plays a puzzle comp to go back. I don't know. It's very confusing. But it does sound like there's some sort of competitions involved, but I'm just annoyed that, you know, the double eviction is like a big Big Brother staple. And this was the first time where two people who I wanted to go out in the double went out and then they ruined it with this twist.
Oh, stupid.
So, so mad. So, I mean, I guess Cam for resurrection because I really don't want it to be Jared. Really, really don't want it to be Jared.
Please, God, no. God, no.
I was hoping that either on his way out or after he left, his relationship with Ceree would get outed. I was hoping either A, he would say on his way out, like, that's my mom,
I
love
like,
you,
what
blah,
would
blah,
you
blah.
Do? But I think
or,
he's not that stupid.
Yeah, or I was hoping after he left, maybe Blue would
Ceree said something.
Blow it up or Ceree would say something, but I think they both, I mean, everybody in the house had a feeling that there could be a battle back at some point. So I think they were like, no,
honestly,
we just have
though,
to keep it a
I
secret.
I think
just
if
in
one
case.
Of them were to say something, they probably would have waited at least another day or two.
Yeah.
Minimum.
I think so.
Because they probably would have talked to each other, talked about how blah, 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 blah. And then once it came time to actually get back to like game talk, they would have either tried to use it or what.
And I will say, Ceree watching Jared get evicted, she held it together so, so well. I thought she was going to be a lot more emotional, but she did a really good job holding it together. And obviously,
she had
like,
choice.
she had reason to be emotional regardless, because like that was her closest ally, even though obviously no one else knows that they're mother and son. But even knowing that, like, she did a good job. So props to her for keeping it together. I do think if one of the two of them was going to spill the secret, it would probably be Jared, because he's an idiot.
Yeah, he's stupid.
But I'm also hoping that at some point Blue uses it to her advantage, because, I mean, now's the time.
Right.
She's definitely dropped hints to other people. I think there was a point in time this past week where she dropped hints to Jag about Jared playing with someone from the outside, and he like kind of brushed it off. Like, I don't think he really picked up on it or something. I didn't see it. I didn't see the clip, but I saw something on Twitter about it that she dropped some kind of hint.
Weird.
Yeah. And he didn't, he either didn't pick up on it or he wasn't buying it. I don't know.
Jared has told me a lot of things, that he would not tell anybody else in this house. I am the only person that he has told certain things to.
Yeah.
So my thing is, why risk that by fully lying to me when I know something based on our conversations that I think that he probably can agree with that could throw everything for a loop?
Yeah.
But that's the tea. I mean, a lot has happened. I will say, all things considered, it was a great week of Big Brother for me. And whether Cam or Jared goes home, I'm happy with that. I don't like either of them. Ideally, Jared would
just stay
gone.
Out as Rihanna.
Ideally, Jared will stay gone. But either way, I'm happy, I guess. We take what we can get these days.
I mean, it was a great week, but for what?
No, for nothing. For literally nothing.
For what?
Yeah. I think CBS needs to leave the zombies to the Walking Dead, because I'm sick of them.
I agree. They need to leave the zombies to the Walking Dead, or they gotta send them to my apartment building because there was a small child screaming, crying in the hallway.
Okay, final question. What was worse? Julie's hair or the zombie twist?
Zombie.
Agreed. Julie's hair was bad, but it wasn't that bad.
But it didn't include Jared coming back. So
exactly. Nothing could be worse. You know what? She needs to get one of those bandanas Jared's are always wearing and put it over her hair.
What the heck is that for, Jared?
If you're going to wear it, like, wear it right. I'm all here for a bandana, but he just drapes it on top of his head. I'm
if
like,
you're going to wear it, don't sit there and sulk all day.
Tie it. Or do something. Anyway.
Right? Like,
That's a wrap on this episode. To join in on the discussion, use the hashtag OBrotherPodcast on social media. And you can find me at It's Me Bree Lee everywhere. Thanks for listening. Bye.